Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. However, this past weekend, I had the opportunity to go up to our Mount Vernon campus and do the teaching there from this Illuminate series that we've been in. The big idea for the series is this just reality that seeing is believing, that the gospel is what makes us new, that Paul is illuminating how the gospel works in our lives in different areas. We've looked at serving and sacrificing. And in Mount Vernon this past weekend, we actually talked about death. And I think one of the things that's very current about death right now is that culturally, what you'll hear, the narrative, is that that death is just it's just natural. You'll hear death is just a stage of life, that all of nature is cyclical, and death's not to be feared. It's really not to be fought against. It's kind of like falling asleep. It's just like, you know, part of the cycle of life. And maybe you, I don't know if you're a fan. Maybe you remember The Lion King or not. If you remember when he speaks to Simba at one point, you know, Simba says, you know, well, you know, Dad, we're part of the circle of life. And he says, but Dad, don't we eat the antelopes? And, you know, the Lion King says, well, Simba, you have to remember that we feed on the antelopes, but the antelopes feed on grass. And when we die, our bodies feed the grass. And so it's all this big circle of life. Now, that sounds great, but if you've ever been present when someone passes away, you would say that death is not natural. That it is absolutely traumatic. Peter Kraft, who's a professor at Boston College, he wrote a book called Love is Stronger Than Death. And he tells the story in his book that when his six-year-old son encountered death for the first time, one of his cousins passed away. And so his six-year-old goes to Peter Kraft's wife and he says, you know, Mom, where's my cousin now? And listen, all the books and everything that she had been taught, because she didn't believe in heaven, you know, said, listen, don't say that he's in heaven, because, you know, wouldn't be consistent with integrity and it's not true. And she said, so she says to the little boy, she says, now listen, dear, I want you to know that death is natural. When we die, our bodies become part of the ground. When they go into the ground, they feed the ground. The ground brings up new life. And when you see flowers coming up, you see that's just the life and the energy of people who have died going in. And that's just the way that nature works. There's nothing unnatural about it. And the little six-year-old boy, according to Kraft, his eyes got really big and he ran out of the room screaming, no, no, Mom, I don't want to believe he became fertilizer. So even at a young age, I think we realize that death is just not natural. And so what Paul does in 2 Corinthians 5 is he teaches us, using three different metaphors, this reality that our physical bodies are groaning for something different, that the earth is groaning for something different, this redemption that's going to come. As a matter of fact, 2 Peter 3:13, 2 Peter, and he says it this way, but according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. And the reality of death is that I don't know that we're so afraid of death as we are of dying. We're worried maybe about the process, but the truth is that the process brings something beautiful. If you believe in Christ and if you're waiting on this new heaven, this new earth reality, which can be true for you. And so I know for some of you today who've maybe lost a loved one, or you have a loved one who's maybe sick or in the process, potentially heading towards death, it's a fearful thing. And at the same time, as much as they are found in Christ, it ushers in the greatest thing, to go to a place where righteousness dwells, where God is the King, where everything meaningful is eternal and perfect. And so I just want to pray for us today that our day today will be rooted in the reality that no matter what happens, we have a perfect eternity in front of us. And then I want to give you the opportunity to pray the same thing. God, it's good for us today as we start a new week to confess that our identity is found in you and not in what we do, not in who we're around with, love, Lord, or connected to, but our identity is in you. And Lord, our future is secure, that no matter what happens to these earthly bodies, no matter how much they groan, Lord, we are found in you and our future is secure. So Lord, I just pray for folks right now who are struggling, who've lost someone they love, who may be losing someone that they love. Maybe they're waiting on medical tests that bring an air, a degree of uncertainty into their lives. Lord, I pray that you would be with them, near them, close to them. You would walk with them. But there's nowhere, God, that they would go that they don't sense your presence. Now you take the opportunity to pray. Listen, as we round out this Illuminate series and we get ready to begin a new series this coming Sunday on the Co-Mission, I pray that you'll take the opportunity not only to be with us, but to invite a friend to be with us this coming Sunday as well. God bless you guys. Hope to see you back on the Drivecast tomorrow.